Jonte Porter is no longer of NBA and won't be for the rest of his natural-born life, probably. Hard price to pay for someone who apparently helped fix his own prop bets. According to Ben Golliver, the NBA investigation into Jonte Porter, and if you're not familiar, Porter was the subject of several over-under totals in games earlier this season. And he would play like 3 or 4 minutes and then, oh, ow, I'm hurt. He wouldn't finish the game. Now, for those of you not familiar with prop bets, if I were to bet on if Josh is playing and, you know, is over-under, like over-under 12 and a half points. If Josh doesn't play the game,
it's void.
The bet is void.
But if I do play.
But if as long as he plays, as long as he enters the game.
Just a couple minutes, and then I'm like, oh, my ankle.
Exactly.
Just a quickie.
Oh, my knee exploded because I ran too many marathons. But that's how it works. So Porter would enter these games, only play a couple of minutes, then basically say, I'm hurt. The investigation revealed that he bet at least 13 times on NBA games through a friend's account. He bet over $54,000, winning $21,000. He did not bet on games that he played, but he did bet on his team to lose.
So, okay.
Which is interesting.
So there are two things there. First of all, he was involved in the prop bet situation that happened. But he also was betting on NBA games, too.
Yes, which is a big no-no.
That was new. We figured, at least I did, that given that, and if you missed, in the March 20th game, Porter played only 3 minutes claiming he felt ill. Due to the unusual betting activity and actions of the player, the $80,000 proposition bet was frozen and was not paid out. So that's the part that we skipped over. Somebody, an NBA bettor, placed an $80,000 parlay to win $1.1 million, which on a prop bet on anybody is like, wow, all right, I guess this is pretty nuts, but it makes sense. You have the over for LeBron James. But for this, it was flagged immediately because it was a bunch of unders, and it was an 80K bet to win $1.1 million. So that was frozen, and then obviously they did investigation. But then they found out, like you said, he placed 13 bets using an associate's online betting account, bets ranging from $15. Again, what are you doing? To $22,000.
Right. Those are the things that are going to get flagged right away.
Yeah.
Unusual activity.
Yeah.
It's very unusual activity to see that amount of money put on prop bets.
Yeah, and reading the statement, the suspicious bets involving Porter's performance in the Raptors' March 20th game were brought to the NBA's attention by licensed sports betting operators and an organization that monitors legal betting markets. So, like, on one hand, obviously, this is great because since this is above board, they were able to figure it out that he was involved. Obviously, the bad in this is, like, he did it, and I know that people are really frustrated with all these leagues and how they're like, you're not allowed to play anymore. Also, don't forget to watch the NBA tonight brought to you by such and such and get involved with the same game parlay. Like, I know that that is frustrating people because it feels like the NBA is having its cake and eating it too.
And it is. And this also opens up another possibility. First off, kudos to the NBA for being proactive, looking into this, and then immediately making a swift judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, they did not waste time. Again, March 20th. So not even a month later and he's out of the sport forever.
Now, it was an easy decision to make. You weren't suspending an all-star.
Oh, I see where you're
going. You weren't suspending a star player, an attraction. You were suspending a guy who was on, wasn't he on like a 15-day?
It was one of those. I always forget. They have
short-term contract?
Yeah, it was essentially one of those.
So it's not somebody that a lot of people are familiar with.
No. He's played in 37 career games. He has averaged 3.7 points in his entire career in the NBA. Because he, like you said, he was up this year. He hadn't played in the NBA since 2021.
But what happens when the decision's not so easy to make? What happens if it is a noteworthy player? And you might say, well, the noteworthy players, you know, they're not going to do something this stupid. It's probably understandable for a guy like Jonte Porter, who's trying to make a lot of money, realizing that his NBA earnings prospects aren't great. You know, LeBron, just to use him as an example, makes tens of millions of dollars a year. Why would he want to do this? I will remind you that sometimes with some of these guys, they just can't help it. The greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan, had a betting problem.
Sure.
And again, would Michael Jordan ever bet against himself? Of course not. But it wasn't just about the prop bets. It was also about him betting on basketball. And somewhere down the line, and it's not even, it doesn't even have to be an NBA player. It could be a major league player. It could be an NFL player. It could be somebody who just can't get enough of the action. What happens then?
I mean, why won't it be the same thing? Why are you looking at it? Like, it seems like you're looking at it from the negative tinge instead of...
Oh, no, it's a negative tinge, but it you know, again, this was an easy decision to make because of the stature of this.
So I'll disagree and I'll say it's an easy decision to make because he did it. Pete Rose got banned from baseball. And Pete Rose is the all-time hitter. So, like,
But that was a different age, too.
Sure, though. But I guess I didn't see this story and think, but what happens if it's a superstar? I would say the exact same thing would happen. I have no doubt about that. I think the more important question is what is going to happen when this continues to happen. I think that is way more important than what if it's James Harden. Like, yeah, okay. I guess if they were to be inconsistent, then that would be a conversation. I don't think
would be. I'm not saying they would be inconsistent, but what you hope from a situation like this is it is a cautionary tale. Hey, you can't do this. And yes, people are going to point back to the hypocrisy of, well, you're taking gambling money, you know, in advertising, you're partnering with these deals. There are sports books literally inside of professional arenas. You know, where do you draw the line? I would say, well, you draw the line on you sell alcohol in the arena, and you're not, you know, players aren't supposed to be drinking during games.
Correct.
At some point, you just got to learn to control your inhibitions.
Yeah, I mean, it is a rule. They say that this is a rule. You're not allowed to do this. Then don't do it, you
right.
know?
And it's simple.
Yeah. I mean, you would hope that, again, this would be another one of the stories that comes down that would scare people away from doing it. But I also felt that about, I don't know, Calvin Ridley. He got suspended for a year. Now, his was, again, a different type of incident. He was betting on the NFL. He was not betting on his own team, and he was certainly not betting on himself. Like, I thought that we would see some dumb stuff. But, man, I mean, I don't want to compare this to the Black Sox scandal in that was a World Series. But,
yeah, that was actually throwing of games.
Correct. But I will say this, like, this does skirt closer to that than anything that maybe I thought we would see in this era, given that he left a game after mere minutes and all of these unders would have cashed. Mm-hmm. But again, they froze it. So it's like, okay, not only does he get kicked out of the league, but his associate or whatever, like, he doesn't get any of the money either because it was such a weird amount of money to bet on unders. So, like, nothing goes well. Everything goes bad for him and everybody around him. Now his name is sullied. I mean, we're going to remember this name, Jonte Porter. It will be...
Congrats, you're remembered now.
This is a cautionary tale for this exact moment in time. And so whenever it happens again, because it will happen again.
Yes,
it will happen in football. It will happen in baseball. Anytime that happens moving forward, it will be, oh yeah, this is like Jonte Porter. That's what's going to happen in the future.
Well, speaking of the NBA and betting, we've got a question on that coming up in content. Also, it's been talked about a lot. We haven't mentioned it yet, but the Greg Doyle, Caitlin Clark episode.
Yes, we have not.
And also, congrats on the sex, Nebraska.
Oh.
Call it Sex Braska.
Mm.
Next on 1620 The Zone.